A Hindu convention spells trouble for Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, we'll reveal who's at risk and why and what you can be doing about it. Later, a new series is unveiling God's handiwork on the dark continent. Keep listening because there's a place for you in every story. Our top story today, Hindu delegates convened in Chicago this past weekend for the World Hindu Congress. One of the event's purposes was to unify Hindus living in the diaspora. But a diaspora implies that there's a rightful homeland for your group. Hindu nationalists claim India is their homeland, and the Bharatiya Janata Party wants to make India a completely Hindu nation by 2024. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton points out that this jeopardizes the safety of religious minorities, including Christians.
If you look at the most predominantly Hindu nation in the world, which is India, absolutely, the pressure has been ramping up. In fact, just this past weekend, we had a guest from India on our VOM radio podcast, and his group has tracked persecution. And they say at this point, over the last 6 months, there has been a persecuted Christian on average every single day.
You may be wondering, is there anything we can do?
Absolutely, we can pray for our brothers and sisters, I think, particularly of India, praying for Christians to have boldness, even though they know sharing my faith in Christ could get me arrested. It could get me beaten up. I still need to do that. God has still called me to do that. So praying that they'll have boldness to do that in spite of the persecution and the oppression that they face.
Next, the UNHCR released a report that shows that there's 500,000 more refugee minors this year that are not in school. Altogether, there are 4 million refugee children not in attendance. Education has been disrupted by violence and forgotten about as people have fled to refugee camps. Teach Beyond's Liz Stegall-Lewis talks about a camp in Greece.
In Moria camp, there's 1,600 children right now who are there and they're school age. And of those 1,600, only 400 are having any kind of touch point with an educational program.
Teach Beyond wants to meet the desperate need by providing education near Camp Moria. But first, they need funds to rent a building and dedicated volunteers who will teach.
If we can rent this space, we'll be able to actually be able to implement a curriculum in partnership with an organization called Open Schools Worldwide. The curriculum brings children to a grade 3 standard in literacy and numeracy in a very short amount of time. It's been used effectively with over 50,000 learners throughout parts of Africa where children have large gaps in their education and have experienced intense trauma.
Teach Beyond is acting as the hands and feet of Christ in this situation. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And we'll end today with the first of a three-part series highlighting God's work in East Africa through Set Free Ministries. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says the AIDS epidemic prompted them to begin working in the region several years ago. Now, on a global scale, only South Africa beats East Africa for the number of people affected by HIV and AIDS.
Satan's best work in Africa, genocide of 1 million people, and the destruction of millions through AIDS because of fornication and adultery.
And the HIV-AIDS epidemic continues today. Few families are left untouched. In Uganda alone, half of the population is 18 or younger.
It's a nation of children. The reason is because AIDS destroyed the previous generation. And there's millions and millions of single orphans and double orphans.
Set Free is partnering with local believers to reach this vulnerable population for Christ. They currently operate 15 schools in the region. And tomorrow, you're going to hear more about the work. But for now, would you keep praying for Set Free? Local witch doctors are presenting quite a challenge.
These witch doctors are evil. They rape our children. They wield demonic power. 70% of the people who are in those communities are terrified of these witch doctors because they wield lots of power and they've all been abused by them.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.